This is Jay Sekulow. It is the vote day on the issue of Planned Parenthood and our money.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
New action today on Capitol Hill after those explosive undercover videos at Planned Parenthood. As we await a procedural vote in the Senate on a bill to defund Planned Parenthood and reroute taxpayer dollars to other women's health services.
Today is going to be the first test for this defunding plan. What Senate Republicans are proposing is keeping the dollar amount of funding for women's health at the same level, but stripping the money away from Planned Parenthood and rerouting it to other community health clinics and hospitals.
The selling of organs. We know very clearly that, yes, organs are harvested and for an administrative fee, but they cannot be sold. But when you see these two doctors that are negotiating, and one of them actually talking about they needing a Lamborghini, if there were no profit from this, why would they just not say, here's our administrative fee, here's how much it costs us to harvest it, store it, transport it? You wouldn't be having a negotiation for that particular part.
I'm seeing they might have 53 votes, but not 60. So does anything change?
I don't think it does, unless they can convince people to get to 60 votes. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know how you can continue to fund a group that is sitting and openly discussing the best method to kill babies in order to increase their profit by selling body parts. It's extraordinary to me. And disgusting, quite frankly, yeah. Bill.
You also have to take into consideration the judge that issued a restraining order against this group that was providing these videos. He is a major bundler and a major donor of President Obama, and he's a President Obama appointee. So if you want to talk about politics, that's the political aspect.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
And by the way, your American Center for Law and Justice team working over the weekend on briefs on that case that will be heard later today on this temporary restraining order issued for the National Abortion Federation that was in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California in San Francisco. We are representing all of the defendants in that case. So at the very time that the vote is going forward in the United States Senate, we are also preparing for a legal battle out in California, and we've been working all weekend till early this morning getting those briefs ready to go for the argument that's going to be taking place today. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We want your thoughts about this. Do you think it's time for Planned Parenthood to see an end to their federal funding? And why is it that this president continues to be the president for Planned Parenthood? And the fact of the matter is, I'm going to take it a step further because I think this is the reality. He is the defender in chief for Planned Parenthood. 1-800-684-3110 is the number, 800-684-3110. Logan, we are up on Periscope, and we're taking phone calls as well and via Twitter at Jay Sekulow.
That's right. We're on Periscope now. You can join with us. About 100 people logged in right now to be a part of the conversation. It's a great way to engage and watch the show live. We also got great comments and questions coming in. And also, you can call in and be on the show. It's 1-800-684-3110.
Let me go right to Jordan here quickly before the break. Jordan, your sense of the momentum over the weekend here, and then I'll get Than to talk about it right after the break.
Well, listen, I mean, we know that the American people are now being exposed to what Planned Parenthood is really all about. So the momentum is there. You see some congressional Democrats, specifically in the Senate, who are starting to waver in their support for Planned Parenthood. It may not be a blank check, but it's still a very tough battle until the final moments today.
All right, then give me a 15-second handicap here, what we're going to see this afternoon.
Really comes down to just a handful of senators, Jay, right in the middle. Senator Manchin, Casey, Donnelly, Collins, Kirk, and Murkowski. It's going to be very close.
All right, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you want to sign on to that petition, it's ACLJ.org. Let me encourage everyone, listen to me, folks. We're going there in hours. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Look, if you haven't signed that petition, last day for you to do it today for this hearing. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255, by the way, over 200,000 signatures and growing. But we're going there in a couple of hours, so this is where you come in. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. This is it. Last day to sign it.
The American public is shocked and disgusted by the horrendous actions of Planned Parenthood and new revelations that the abortion giant is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. The taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. Planned Parenthood receives hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. And today, in the U.S. Senate, a critical vote, a vote on whether to defund Planned Parenthood. Nearly 200,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund the abortion business, and to stop the sale of the body parts. Stand with the ACLJ and let the Senate know it's time to stop using our taxpayer dollars to fund Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So this is it for this petition, and that is, the petition is very clear. It's defund Planned Parenthood, and that votes today. So we need you to be part of it. Over 200,000 signatures. Our initial goal was 150,000. We passed that. We're now marching towards 210,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
We got a lot of good comments coming in from Periscope. A lot of people are upset with their representatives in their districts. A lot of people are specifically upset, necessarily some of the Republicans who are not going to vote to defund. One person just put, Susan Dole said that Republicans and Democrats need to do this. It's time to reach across the aisle for once and do something right this time.
So, Than, let me ask you this. The reality as it sits right now, there are Republicans that are going to probably vote against the bill, and it looks like there's going to be some Democrats that are pro-life that are going to vote against the bill. Is that correct?
Yeah, at this moment, it looks like Senator Collins, Kirk, and Murkowski, all Republicans, are probably going to oppose this bill, Jay. Pro-life, using air quotes here, pro-life Democrat Senators Joe Manchin, Bob Casey, and Joe Donnelly have all indicated that they likely may not support this bill tonight. And something I think we need to point out, Jay, this is not just a vote in favor of Planned Parenthood. If they do not vote to end debate and invoke cloture tonight, it is actually a filibuster in defense of Planned Parenthood, plain and simple.
Yeah, you know, I heard what he said. You heard what Than just said. It is a filibuster in favor of Planned Parenthood. But look at the votes here. You got West Virginia with Manchin. You got Pennsylvania. What's the other states?
Donnelly from Indiana.
Yeah, Donnelly from Indiana. And then, of course,
Susan Collins from Maine. Mark Kirk from Illinois, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska.
So those states, folks, you need to get on the phone. In addition to calling in and signing our petition, you need to call your senators now and tell them to vote the right way, stand for life.
Right. One person put that she feels ashamed to call one of them their senator. And one question just came in, though. Why are they not supporting? Why are they pro-life?
So, Jordan, what is the political ramifications of not supporting this, especially with these, you know, these videos that are out? And by the way, we're representing the videographer and the company, Center for Medical Progress, in the lawsuit that's been filed by the National Abortion Federation. That came in, by the way, after we were on the air Friday, and we've taken up that representation. Why is this becoming such a political football here with this evidence, Jordan?
Because Planned Parenthood is part of the Democrat Party. They've entrenched themselves within, and so even someone who may be a kind of moderate senator who even tries to run as kind of pro-life in a state that's turned more red, West Virginia, a perfect example of that, is afraid of going against them. I mean, that's the bottom line. So it's some of it's because the president is entrenched, a member of their own party, but also because Planned Parenthood has become entrenched within the Democrat Party. And this is one of those moments where, just like so many of the corporations have moved away, so could these members of Congress. They could finally say enough is enough. To be a Democrat, I don't have to support Planned Parenthood. I don't have to look the other way.
And what's the excuse then for the Republicans?
Well, there is none. They will say it's because they don't want to divert funds away from women's health care. But as we have said so many times on this show, Jay, then they haven't read the bill. This does not diminish funds by one nickel. It just says it will actually go to women's health care instead of to the harvesting and sale of baby body parts.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. But before we do that, is Planned Parenthood's website back up? It's been down since Thursday. They said first it was hacked. Then they quickly pulled that down and said, no, it's under routine maintenance. What is the story now?
The website is still down. Our normal site is currently undergoing maintenance, but it still says, said that for days now.
They are scrubbing that clean.
Yeah, with just slight changes here and there that happened. So, yeah, it's still another situation where, like I said, originally the first post said they were under attack by extremists. And now for the last almost, you know, half a week, it's come out that our normal site is currently undergoing maintenance.
You know what that means. What it means is they're scrubbing it clean. But then you're bringing up that you can still give them donations?
Well, they are able to get their donate button up, so they're still willing to take your money, even though they won't show you the rest of their website.
In addition, it takes your taxpayer money. By the way, you can donate to Planned Parenthood. How about that? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to fight back on this, and you are responding with big numbers, Stan, over 202,000 signatures. Like to get to 210,000 by the end of today. Again, we'll take your calls. Let's go ahead and do that. And if you're on Periscope and got a question or comment, get it to Logan or at Jay Sekulow via Twitter.
All right, let's go to the phone. Sean is calling from Kentucky on line one.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
You're good.
Yes, hi. I wanted to ask, I know that looking at this situation, it is a big challenge trying to get this vote through. And I very much hope it does go through. I expected 53 votes, I think, is what I heard earlier.
Yep, which is not enough for cloture.
No, it's not. It's not enough. And to avoid that filibuster, it's going to be a challenge. But my question is, in the event that the vote does not go through, what other recourses do we have that might be able to help shut down this monster that's been operating for so long?
I would think, and I want to get Jordan and Than's comments on this, I would think that the appropriations bill, which will be up when, Than, in October?
Yes, September or October, yes.
Yeah, I would put it right there as a rider, and there'll be more evidence out by that point, which we'll be even able to, we'll be able to build our case in the interim here. And Jordan, part of what we're trying to do here is continue to build the case. So as the videos come out and we tie it into the illegality, that makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And so the case, the legal fight in this is very important. One, because the American people deserve to see more of these videos and to understand what Planned Parenthood is really all about. Two, because of the precedent, the Planned Parenthood, this is what they do. When they are under attack, they fight back aggressively. We have to fight back the same way. And whether that's on Capitol Hill or in the courts, they've got a lot of allies. You see from these pro-abortion groups and federations and for-profit companies fighting on their behalf. So we are up against a big business. I mean, you have to look at them and say, this is a $1 billion-a-year business just with Planned Parenthood. That's not talking about the multi-million dollar businesses of a place like Stim Express, that one of the companies involved here. They're multi-million dollar companies. They have a corporate interest to protect here. They make money off these horrific acts.
All right, so Than, if the bill does not get a vote, which is probable here, I mean, anything can happen, what is the next best legislative move here?
Well, there are two things, Jay. First of all, I have been on the phone literally all weekend and this morning with the various committees that have opened investigations. Those will not stop no matter what happens tonight.
Which is very important.
Yes, because listen, both on the criminal side of things and then also on the public policy, tonight's vote wouldn't be the end. In fact, it would be a stepping point, a stepping stone. But the second thing, and we just have to say this plainly, Jay, on both sides of the aisle, if there is a United States senator of either party who can watch the videos that we've seen this week and still vote to give my money and yours to that abortionist, They shouldn't be a U.S. senator next cycle.
Well, there you go. Elections having consequences. Logan, let's go back to the phones or Periscope.
That's right. A lot of people on Periscope excited. Some people just said they read that the ACLJ is representing the Center for Medical Progress, and they're excited about that. A lot of people are engaged in this situation. We have another call coming in. Let's go to Sandy, who's calling from California on line 5.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello. I wanted to mention that my friend, her grandson, was born at 5 months.
Yep.
He had no brain damage. He has no health problems. The only thing is, he's now about 28 years old, and his legs are a little bit shorter than they would have been. But other than that, he's perfectly healthy and has a good life. And, you know, to think about chopping up these children and selling their parts is so sad.
Well, let me make it even sadder, and I don't mean to be to do this, but to make it sadder. But listen to the defense by Josh Earnest when asked a question by John Carl from ABC News number 2.
It sounds like you're saying we should just believe Planned Parenthood because they've said that they've upheld the highest ethical standards.
Well, I think the standards that they say that they have in place are certainly relevant in this case. And again, those who have taken a close look at the videos have raised some significant concerns based on their own observations about the authenticity of the video. Ultimately, I think the American people will take a look at the evidence and decide for themselves.
Yeah, well, they are deciding for themselves. The authenticity of the video, the National Abortion Federation is going to federal court to try to make sure those videos don't get released. They're so concerned what's in them. But this idea, Logan, of it's the authenticity of, again, attack the videographer.
Right. Thousands and thousands of hours of videos we've been hearing are going to come out, hopefully over the next, or hundreds of hours over the next, who knows how long it can come out. And stuff that gets more and more gruesome and more interesting to honestly watch and to see these people. But you see them on camera, yes. Can things be faked? Can things happen in filmmaking? Of course. But when you see these videos, you clearly know that's not the case. This isn't some big CGI film. You know, this is a documentary film that's just undercover video cameras. It's really interesting, honestly, from a filmmaker point of view, because you even watch this and go, how did this happen? How were they even able to accomplish it? The fact they were able to do it is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And it's really just an interesting a place to be when it comes to now not only protecting the rights of the unborn, but also filmmakers and documentarians and people that want to spread the news and uncover the truth.
The fact of the matter is the litigation is about freedom of the press and freedom of speech. That's what the litigation's about. The topic happens to be the life of the unborn. We'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan's going to let you know how you can sign on to this petition and add your name at aclj.org.
Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or call right now, 877-989-2255. Go to aclj.org. Stay updated on this. Get informed on it. 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The American public is shocked and disgusted by the horrendous actions of Planned Parenthood and new revelations that the abortion giant is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. The taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. Planned Parenthood receives hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. And today, in the U.S. Senate, a critical vote. A vote on whether to defund Planned Parenthood. Nearly 200,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund the abortion business, and to stop the sale of the body parts. Stand with the ACLJ and let the Senate know it's time to stop using our taxpayer dollars to fund Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Yes, everyone. By the way, the goal of the litigation, National Abortion Federation has started this litigation. The goal is to defend freedom of speech and to make sure those videos, those investigative journalism pieces, can be out in the marketplace, period. And we're going to fight aggressively for that today. I expect we're going to have another major hearing in about a week. All right, we're going to get more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Very quickly, Than, time frame here. When's the vote?
The vote starts at 5:30. We will probably know a final tally, Jay, by 6:15 or 6:30. And again, it's a filibuster if it doesn't pass.
Right. Remember that, folks. They are filibustering to not have a vote up on Planned Parenthood's funding. That simple. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you haven't signed that petition, this is really the last day to do this one. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Remember, also, we're in a matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Let's take another call or another Periscope comment. What do we have next?
We got some interesting comments coming in from both Periscope and from the calls. A lot of people during the break are upset just about how the videos are potentially being stopped and how we can support them. But, you know, this brings up an interesting case because, like you said, the corporate sponsors have been dropping and all these things start happening. You know, it's sort of the blackfish scenario if you watch that on SeaWorld. You know, but the difference is we had all this uproar over SeaWorld and over whales. It's kind of similar to the same thing. A lot of those were undercover cameras. Right. A lot of those were secretive and got footage that they weren't supposed to uncover what was going on at SeaWorld. And honestly, that was painted in a way that a lot of people dropped their support of SeaWorld.
Right.
You're seeing that for Planned Parenthood, but such smaller numbers because people are just kind of afraid to share it. They're afraid. I've talked to my friends. Yeah, I support the pro-life agenda, but I'm not really wanting to go on my Facebook to post it because, you know, I can put the lion. No one likes that the lion got killed, but I can't put, you know,
that's
babies.
And that's so absurd. I mean, that is really absurd. I know that's – and the media, given the lion, the Cecil the Lion, 7-1 airtime advantage, which is absurd also. All right, let's take a call.
All right, Landon's calling from Texas on line 6.
Hi, Landon.
Yes, Jake. Hey, thanks, Jay. Thanks for your service. And the question I have is more from the criminal standpoint.
Yep.
Is there a criminal investigation currently?
So the states are looking at it. We're working with them as well. The states of Texas, for instance, where you're calling from, Landon, are looking at it. We are looking at it to determine criminality, and as more evidence comes out, we'll be able to put that case together. What we are looking at doing as the videos come out, we are going to draft up what would be a model indictment that we will share with the various state agencies that are investigating this, and in fact, the Senate, which is also investigating it. And Jordan, that Senate hearing that they're or Senate oversight they're talking about with Senator Grassley and Senator Cruz, that can be very, very effective in bringing this to light and keeping it forefront.
Oh, that's right. I mean, the oversight and this is what Planned Parenthood, this is one of their worst nightmares, actually having to be accountable for what they're doing, to have to continue to cooperate with investigators and part of this to, you know, to be basically under review. They don't like that. I mean, obviously they don't like that. They're afraid of seeing what they're even doing in their clinics in basically in a public way. I mean, they're meeting people at restaurants to talk about things and then saying, no, you can't show that. And the truth is they've always thought that they could be held to a different standard. That's how they've operated in the past. And a lot of that is because the government hasn't done its due diligence, so they haven't been treated the same as a normal medical facility or even an ambulatory surgical center. And their abortionists haven't had to have admitting privileges at hospitals. Remember, those are all those different standards they fought against, for instance, in Texas. They don't like the 24-hour waiting period in Florida. They don't like the 48-hour waiting period in other states. They do everything possible to undermine any legislation that would make them more accountable, that would hurt their bottom line. They operate as a business. They're in the business of abortion.
And Than, you've been working over the weekend, and we've been in constant contact with members of the United States Senate about potential investigations there. What is that looking like?
Well, the investigations, Jay, are underway in both the Senate Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and also the House and Energy and Commerce Committee. I suspect there will be additional investigations in both the House and Senate Oversight Committees. But again, just to underscore what Jordan just said, I mean, the videos here are the evidence, and these investigations are yet one more avenue for that evidence, those videos, to get aired. I suspect there will be a day when that will happen.
Yeah, I do too. All right.
A lot of comments coming in Periscope and a lot of calls coming in. One person just put on Periscope, crazy, the Planned Parenthood calls pro-life people extremists when they're the ones committing these disgusting practices.
Well, by the way, in their briefs, the National Abortion Federation turned the entire argument away from what their clients were doing, which was the dismemberment of unborn children and selling of body parts, to a history of the pro-life movement and trying to put excesses in place. And we turned that around in our reply brief that we're just filing, probably as we speak, we're filing that brief right now.
All right, let's go to the phones. Monica's calling from Texas on line 5.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, yeah, I have a question.
Yep.
Now that we have Obamacare, why do we need Planned Parenthood for women's health?
Because under Obamacare, are you ready for this? Some of the health care provided to women were going through Planned Parenthood clinics. Exactly what the president said he wasn't doing, he did. Now, the change that would happen if there's a defunding of Planned Parenthood, what will happen is that money will be allocated to community health centers, and the women will be able to get their medicines or whatever else they need through community health centers. So that's the way for this to go. But you're absolutely correct. That's the fallacy of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Hey, folks, we're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're going to be here for another half hour. Periscope, you've got the whole broadcast. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org, of course, SiriusXM as well. Do we have time for another call, Logan? Do you think we should hold off here?
Well, let's tell people about the Periscope right now. If you aren't on Periscope or starting the weekend, it's Monday, so get on there. About 105 people are on there right now discussing, people that are on our side, people that are on the other side, talking about this situation going on at Planned Parenthood. It's also an easy way to watch the show live. You get to actually watch visually what we do here and see the behind the scenes and talk to us during the breaks. The way you can do that is download the Periscope app to your smartphone, whether that's an Apple device or an Android device, and find Jay Sekulow or at Jay Sekulow, and you can find us there. We broadcast live almost every single day, and you can be a part of the show in a really unique and different way. So if you got your questions or comments, all 102 of you right now that are in there, let us know. Give them to me now.
All right, and at Jay Sekulow on Twitter. And by the way, Logan mentioned over the weekend, you should download our podcast as well.
Jay Sekulow Live podcast available on iTunes. You can get it there or wherever podcasts are made available. You can get the show if you don't get to hear the whole show live. It's a great way to catch up later on. You can obviously subscribe or go straight to your phone. It's the easy way. And get the ACLJ app. You can get that on Apple devices, and I believe it's on Android devices. I'm not positive on that, but I know it's at least on Apple devices. So iPhones or iPads, you can download there. And it's a really, honestly, it's the simplest way to sign the petitions and be involved. It's one click. It's very easy.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for this segment of the broadcast. And come back with more of your calls and comments. Jordan's going to let you know how to sign that petition now. I urge you to do it. Stand with us also in our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. But, folks, last day to sign that petition, that moment is right now. Jordan?
Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call now, 877-989-2255. Now, I also encourage you to check out ACLJ.org. Share with your friends and family. Let them know that the ACLJ is representing the organization here who is exposing Planned Parenthood. I think that's important for people to know that we're directly involved. You can do that from ACLJ.org or our various social media feeds. And call now. Get involved because time's running out. We need to fight to defund Planned Parenthood. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
$200,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund the abortion business, and to stop the sale of the body parts. Stand with the ACLJ and let the Senate know it's time to stop using our taxpayer dollars to fund Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Logan's with me here in the media center. Than Bennett in our offices in Washington, D.C. Jordan on as well. I think we're going to go right to our phones. We've got a lot of people been holding for a while here, so let's get a couple of calls.
Right. Gary's calling from Washington. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Gary.
Jay?
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, you know, I get emotional. This is an outrage, but, you know, these people that are doing this, they ought to be stripped of their license. It cost them a lot of money to get that license through college. They ought to strip it. Another thing is they're killing our future senators, doctors, lawyers.
Yep.
And it goes on and on, you know. And our nation is founded by God originally. You know that. And we're hanging in the balance of God.
Well, I think here's the problem that we have. We've got a view in the culture that is changing in a positive direction for life. This issue with Planned Parenthood is going to, I think, bring it even more to the forefront. Because the reality is, through the production of this investigative journalism film, the reality is Planned Parenthood has suffered a serious blow. Now, whether it'll turn into a financial blow or not, I don't know yet. But a serious moral blow. And that is the
opinion blow, yeah.
A public opinion blow, and that's because the veneer of Planned Parenthood has been completely peeled away. And, Jordan, that's something that's going to be very hard for them to get back. They're going to try, but that is going to be very difficult for them to get back.
Absolutely. This is probably the most damaging anything that's happened to Planned Parenthood. I mean, of any of the exposures of any of the events that's happened before, it's impacted their corporate sponsorship. It's impacted the oversight that they're going to have to deal with, not just at the federal level, but at the state level as well. And it's making everyone think twice about really their talking points and their PR campaigns that they've run. And they are very aggressive, whether they're in court, whether they're on Capitol Hill, whether it's their political work. They're no longer behind the scenes anymore. They're having to take very public positions and deal with, and everyone allied with them is having to deal with that as well, and that's a good thing.
Well, it is a good thing, and I think the reality is that, Than, from a just pure political theater, if you will, this has also been a devastating blow, whether we get the vote or not.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, first of all, it's one thing for a United States senator or a United States congressman to say they're pro-choice. It's another thing altogether to endorse the harvesting and the sale of human body parts, and that is the choice that they're having to face. And the second thing is, Jay, they're losing another portion of their base if they stand with Planned Parenthood, because corporations are running away from Planned Parenthood. So it sets up a political choice for them, and that is going to cut against Planned Parenthood.
I think the reality is, Logan, the filmmaker here has done an incredibly great job of investigative journalism. There's more to come, and Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Federation are scared.
That's right. We had someone who commented on Periscope just shortly about the corporate sponsors. They said they've called several of the corporate sponsors on the list, and the only one that showed any real concern with them was Nike. And I'm curious what that means. If you tell us what that means, Kat, let me know what Nike said. But a lot of people are speaking out, not necessarily boycotting these organizations or boycotting the corporations, but saying, hey, you know, we love your product, but quit supporting this stuff.
Listen, we're not boycott or not, just letting them know that you're not happy about this affects their bottom line. And we sure would like to know what Nike had to say. Maybe after the break, Kat can let us know. Hey, folks, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. ACLJ.org. We're streaming the whole program live. Periscope, you've got us as well. And, of course, at Jay Sekulow via Twitter with questions via the phones. We'll get to your calls. A lot of you have been holding for a long time. Hang in there. We're going to get to you right after the break. Again, Jordan's going to let you know how you can make a difference here by signing this petition. And don't forget our matching challenge campaign for August at ACLJ.org. Jordan?
Call now, folks, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org to sign this petition online. That's aclj.org, or call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Go to aclj.org. Stay updated on this. I want you to share with your friends and family and let them know that we are directly involved here in defending the organization, exposing Planned Parenthood as they face these legal challenges. Go to aclj.org or call 877-989-2255.
The American public is shocked and disgusted by the horrendous actions of Planned Parenthood and new revelations that the abortion giant is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. The taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. Planned Parenthood receives hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. And today, in the U.S. Senate, a critical vote, a vote on whether to defund Planned Parenthood. Nearly 200,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund the abortion business, and to stop the sale of the body parts. Stand with the ACLJ and let the Senate know it's time to stop using our taxpayer dollars to fund Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. We are going to take some live phone calls right now, and also at Twitter with any Twitter questions you might have, or at Jay Sekulow for Periscope as well.
Yeah, we got one comment coming in. It was we asked earlier. They said they called Nike, and Nike showed some concern. They said that the Nike representative was very respectful and generally thanked her for her call and ask for contact information if they need any more questions. So that is doing something. That's getting to people who need to know.
Yep.
So make
exactly.
sure to contact them. All right, we're going to take a bunch of calls because we have a full bank right now, but those lines will open up. So give us a call shortly at 1-800-684-3110. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Michael, who's calling from Kentucky.
Hey, Michael, sorry it had to take so long to get to you, but it's been a busy day.
Oh, that's quite all right. And thank you, and God bless
Thanks.
Everybody that's doing this on the air for the children that is non-born. Because they are living beings. And I'm a grandfather. I've been through it with my sons and my daughters. From a period of 2 months, folks, there's a heartbeat that you can clearly see. The head, clearly see. The hand. I mean, it's a being. It's a human
yep.
being, period. And what they are doing, I know there's things and tragedy in life, folks, out there. Please listen to a 55-year-old grandfather. That happens, like somebody gets raped and stuff like that. I can see how some things might work in.
But, you know, Michael, they don't deny any longer that this is not a child. You know, they used to argue it was just a tissue blob. But this is I'm giving the words of the abortion and the abortionist and the abortion technician, where they say it's a baby, it's a boy. Take a listen.
Person organs for you. They're all attached. Here's the stomach.
heart, the stomach, the heart, and kidney and adrenal. I don't know what else is in there.
Tiny.
Arms. I don't see the legs. Did you see any legs?
I don't really look, but...
There you go. Yep. You got all of them right
and
there.
And another boy.
Another boy. That boy, by the way, has been chopped up in a Petri dish with our taxpayer dollars.
And the reason it's another boy, I think, if Will Haynes corrected me, right, that in the, if you watch the full video, the 3 hours, it's just another boy, it's because it's actually twins. And so saying it's the second boy of the situation. I believe that's true. I'll confirm that.
Let's verify
shortly.
That if that
I
is
believe that. That's what's in the. Folks. Yeah, they're looking for twins. Yeah, they were looking for the twins, and that's what they were. That's why I said, oh, look, it's another boy, because that would be then the second boy.
Can we
in that
verify
situation.
That? Let's verify that.
Yep.
ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
All right, we're going to go to the calls. Just get in line. All right, let's go to Gloria. Gloria calling from New York. Thank you.
Hi, Gloria.
Thank you for taking my call, and I signed the petition.
Yep.
Jay, weren't all of these babies Americans?
Yep.
Potential future of America?
Right.
Being murdered by the Planned Parenthood?
Yes, they've successfully killed at least a generation of Americans. No doubt about it. Maybe two.
Thank you, Jay.
Then that's why we have to fight, because that's a really good way of putting it in perspective. And Jordan, with all the political, upheaval and all these things, the reality is this is an issue which should be not political. It should be a human rights issue, because at the end of the day, that's what this is.
Well, that's right. I mean, this should be something we just don't do in 2015 anymore. And so, the technology is caught up. The medical research is caught up. The science is caught up. You can see what this is. And they are taking apart babies in Petri dishes and talking about it. They're not, they didn't use the term, hey, this is a fetus that may have been male. They said it's a boy. You know, that they know what they're doing, because it's been clear to them forever. But for now, we know what it looks like inside the womb at these different points in pregnancy. And remember, this is an organization that wants to be able to do these procedures at 9 months of pregnancy.
Right. So this is the nature of the fight you've got here, folks. Let me encourage you to add your name right now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Fan, tell everybody what you're doing with these petitions today.
We're going directly to the United States Senate, Jay, especially those senators who are on the fence. And, just to be very candid, we're just begging them to look at the evidence. The evidence in these cases is videos of abortionists picking through body parts and then negotiating prices for those parts. And the ask today is not a huge one. It's not overturn Roe v. Wade.
Right.
It's simply saying, don't send your constituent dollars to this practice. It's something that they don't want, and your vote tonight would determine that. So we're going to those middle group of senators, Jay, and trying to reach 60 tonight.
They are painting everybody, of course, as an extremist. Let me play bite number 51.
We have seen this kind of tactic be attempted by other extremist organizations that have an ideological agenda. And they marshaled what purported to be convincing and damning evidence that later did not prove to hold up to much scrutiny. The scrutiny that these videos have gotten thus far from at least a handful of news organizations raises significant doubts about their authenticity.
You know, the only one that's raised doubts about the authenticity are you, Josh Earnest, because Planned Parenthood says, oh, no, this is us. You just didn't tell us you were doing it. The National Abortion Federation isn't denying that there are people involved in this or potentially involved in this. They're just saying, you shouldn't have done it. So this whole idea of the authenticity of it or the way in which it was released, Logan, is a bogus argument, and it undercuts the fundamental First Amendment value of investigative journalism.
Right. You're seeing that, in fact, that even YouTube still has the videos up. It's
right.
Not like they've pulled them down. YouTube, not a small company owned by Google, not exactly a conservative company owned by Google. And they've kept the videos up, not only because obviously they're generating a lot of traffic and millions of people are watching the videos, but also because they don't see anything necessarily wrong with them or illegal acts. When there are illegal acts, they're very pretty quick to take them down, specifically when they are a video that's gone viral and has become a video where millions of people are watching it. So clearly they have not seen any issue with it. The idea of a release of the video, it's not even, like I said, it's not even hosted on their own site. It's hosted on a independent site that is the biggest video provider in the world, pretty much bigger than television, bigger than anything you can get. And they haven't seen any problem with it. So, yes, the fact that that's an argument is not an argument. Like I said, illegal footage would be immediately taken down. Heck, I've had a movie came out. People started bootlegging it, putting it up on YouTube. I was able to notify YouTube immediately, and with a relationship with YouTube now, I can get videos taken down in a second. So, and in literally seconds, I can have videos taken down if they essentially copy our film or do something like that. So those people that say that this is some sort of conspiracy and that the way they've released it is illegal, and that obviously this is not the case, and it's something that we're prepared to support.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take another phone call here.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from New York.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Okay. Unfortunately, a lot of our politicians in the House and in the Senate are in the pockets of Planned Parenthood because they get, in their PACs and stuff, they get money towards their campaign financing. And then they have the leadership of the Houses and the Senate that also apply pressure that they'll lose committee or lose this or lose the other thing if they don't stand, and go along with the program.
Yeah, well, Chris, let me ask Stan Bennett. How let people know how strong the lobby we're fighting today is.
Chris is absolutely correct. It's almost beyond description. Not only the political relationship that Chris described, Jay, but Planned Parenthood and NARAL get to be in the room when the president and leaderships of the houses of the House and the Senate make issues like Obamacare. They were in the room when that policy decision was made. So the scope of their presence here in D.C., almost beyond description.
And Jordan, on the legal side of this, they're in very weak footing. I mean, they're running into court because they're trying to prevent a fiasco. But it's a fiasco protected by the First Amendment here. These filmmakers had the right to do this, and we are aggressively, let me underscore this again, the ACLJ is representing all of the defendants in the federal action against the National Abortion Federation. They're the ones that have filed suit so far, and we are aggressively defending the First Amendment.
That's absolutely right. I mean, this is about basic investigative journalism, basic constitutional law.
Yep.
And Planned Parenthood doesn't like being exposed. This abortion industry doesn't like being exposed. Their partners don't like being exposed because they don't want people, you know, they have these generic names, they have pretty generic websites, or people just have never looked at their websites before, and they are pretty specific about the fetal tissue that they sell, and now they don't want people knowing what they actually do.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, they don't like it, but tell that to all the other people that have gone through similar scrutiny, who have had their private videos released, have had any issues like this. I mean, like I said, we kind of went back to Blackfish that went on with SeaWorld last year or a year ago, and you still see protesters out there every day because of that. I don't think SeaWorld could have called and say, hey, we'd rather you not air this. You know, we have all these other people that come out when you see tapes released that are obtained in different ways. You know, sadly, it's just the way the world works at this point, and you can't, you know, pick and choose who gets defended and who doesn't.
Yeah, the First Amendment is an equal opportunity application. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to sign that petition. I'm urging you to do it today. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ for the month of August, for that month of August, we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Get our app, folks, for your iPhone. Also, download the app for Periscope and like our Facebook pages. I have a page. The band has a page. ACLJ has a page. Jordan has a page. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The American public is shocked and disgusted by the horrendous actions of Planned Parenthood and new revelations that the abortion giant is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. The taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. Planned Parenthood receives hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. And today, in the U.S. Senate, a critical vote. A vote on whether to defund Planned Parenthood. Nearly 200,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund the abortion business, and to stop the sale of the body parts. Stand with the ACLJ and let the Senate know it's time to stop using our taxpayer dollars to fund Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
On the run. They may win a vote tonight. They've lost already. There's going to be Senate investigations. Than and I are going to be talking about that as soon as we get off the air. There's state investigations. They've started a federal lawsuit, which we're going to get to do depositions on. So they've got some real trouble. So John Carl from ABC News asked Josh Earnest, the president's spokesperson, about the videos themselves. Listen to this.
You keep referring to people who have taken a close look, but has anybody here taken a close look?
Well, I think it's possible that people here have seen the video, just based on the fact that it's gotten a lot of news attention. But I haven't. I don't know if the president has. And I certainly know that there are a handful of people who I think can legitimately be described as impartial observers who have raised some significant concerns about the content of those videos.
Yeah, the content of those videos, you know what it should be? The content of the videos? The dismembered children. That's the content of the video, Josh Earnest. So the disparaging and despicable act is not the videographer. It is, in fact, the activity that's taking place inside. And we've got a lot of calls and a lot of comments coming in via Periscope.
Are they suing because of the fact that they know it's real, or are they suing because they think it's somehow falsified, the videos?
No. They are saying that the way in which their allegation is, not that those conversations didn't play.
No one in Planned Parenthood is claiming that these videos don't contain content that really happened.
No.
That's where
actors that were not really abortion doctors, abortionists. No. It's the way upon which the investigative journalist gathered the information, which, by the way, is protected by a thing we call the First Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Right, so this idea of that, well, we've had experts look at the video and are not sure if it's real. It's like, no, even Planned Parenthood isn't saying they're not real. Trust me, they would not be this upset if they knew it wasn't real.
No, absolutely not. Or their website would still not be down.
All right, let's go to the phones. Got a lot of calls. Let's get through. Bobby is calling from Kentucky on line 5.
Hi, Bobby.
Yes, Dave, I just had a quick comment and question. I just wanted to say thank God and God bless the Center for Medical Progress.
Yep.
David Dowden, I believe that's
his name.
His name.
Yep.
Yes, and my question is this.
I'm going to try to get him on, by the way, a little bit later in the week for an interview. We're representing him, and what a great job he's done for the pro-life cause. I mean, I think probably the most significant development of the pro-life cause in 20 years, but go ahead.
Okay, and then I wanted to ask, can this judge, that's the Obama appointee,
let's just be blunt here. We've got a Democratic appointee by President Obama who is an Obama bundler. Doesn't mean he's not a fair judge, but let's just look at what we've got. We've got the most liberal, probably the most liberal, one of the two most liberal district courts in the United States in the country, in the Northern District of California, of which I'm a member of that court. And we've got the most liberal court of appeals in the United States, which is the Ninth Circuit. However, there's some Ninth Circuit law that is helpful here, broad protections of the First Amendment. But putting the judge aside here, Jordan, what the trial does is bring out the reality of what we're dealing with.
Well, that's absolutely right. And so this is, again, we understand that they're not just taking this and saying, okay, more videos will come out. They are actively trying to stop.
That's
and
right.
Their allies are actively trying to stop any new videos at all. They are very concerned about what could be in future videos. They are, and we've gotten a preview about some of that from some of the companies who are involved here. And you're starting to see who are the allies that make money off the abortion industry. And I suspect through these lawsuits, we'll find out even more who's willing to go to bat for Planned Parenthood.
All right, we're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Has Periscope gone down on us?
Periscope's down for now, but we'll get it back up hopefully after the show. But we got a lot of calls coming in anyway, and I got a lot of comments down. Let's go to Randy calling from California on line 3.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for all you're doing.
Sure.
Really appreciate it. Hey, I was driving down the road and listening to the show, and an observation came to mind.
Sure.
And it's by way of comparison. The discussion regarding Cecil the Lion that was killed and all the uproar and all about that. What if the lives that are being destroyed by the abortion industry were unborn baby lions and their bodies were dismembered and their parts sold for profit?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of outrage would there be?
People be marching in the streets. It be dominating the major news, and it does already. And it's the double standard. We are more concerned about a lion. I'm not, we have an office in Zimbabwe. I don't know, Jordan, when you were down there, did you see Cecil the Lion? I know you looked through some of that area. I mean, it's a pretty well-known thing down there.
Yeah, it is. But, it underscores the bizarre nature of just the media. It's also the media who's pushing the story and how they're pushing it. If the media was to take this Planned Parenthood story and treat it the same way, there would be the same kind of outrage. But they're not going to do that for the most part. So it's not reaching as many people. And that's what Planned Parenthood's concerned about, that the buildup will ultimately lead to their allies in the mainstream world of the media and the left having to cover this. And so, another video with more horrific activities, and suddenly they've got the regular nightly news broadcast covering them with significant time. And if that happens, then it becomes one of those situations.
All right, let's take one last call here.
Yeah, one last call for the day. Let's go to Lila, who's calling from Georgia.
Hi, Lila.
Hi.
Yes.
Let me first off start by saying that I'm very pro-life. I think abortion is an awful thing to do. As a Christian, when a baby is conceived, it is a baby. It's considered a human. It doesn't have life. But the reason that abortion is legal is because they look, at it as it is not a human. It is not a baby until certain weeks. So for them to be saying that they are selling human and baby body parts, and if this does pass and go through, and they do say that, it is wrong and they lose the lawsuit, then that means that they are killing humans.
So they don't, Lila, the good news in this horrible situation is they're not denying that anymore. This is a shortened version of this is the abortionist and the technician. This is what they say.
There you go. Yep. You got all of them right there.
And another boy.
And Logan thinks that was because it was twins. Is that correct?
That's something we're looking to. They definitely talk about looking specifically for the twins in the uncensored videos.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can kind of draw your own conclusion that does seem like that's the case.
All right. Let me go to Than and then Jordan quickly here. Than, we got a big vote. How important? What do we need people to do?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. Listen, we are not yet to the 60 votes we need. We need everybody to engage, Jay. The rest of today is spent trying to get to the United States to 60 votes. I will say this. A majority of the United States Senate is going to vote to pull funding from Planned Parenthood today. The question is whether or not they will filibuster to block them.
We're going to get a majority win, folks, but there's going to be a filibuster attempt here. And Jordan's going to let you know how you can respond. But, Jordan, this is the vote. Then let everybody know how they can sign on.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We need people to stand up now. They can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. This is the time to fight, folks. It's a tough battle, but it's not one that's going to end today. But we've got to show that momentum is on our side to stop. We need to stop paying for this. We just need to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Call now, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, and you should share with your friends and family that we are now directly involved in these cases, because we want to make sure that you understand that these videos are able to be shown, that people see what Planned Parenthood and their pro-abortion allies are really all about. Call now, 877-989-2255.
200,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund the abortion business, and to stop the sale of the body parts. Stand with the ACLJ and let the Senate know it's time to stop using our taxpayer dollars to fund Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.